Welcome to the Hipster Mama Speaks. I'm Thea Teresa English, and on tonight's show, I want to talk about why corporate jobs will never work for me as a mom. I have a 2.5-year-old daughter, and I strongly believe in being present, being fully present in her life, and being intentional with what I do as a mom. At the same time, I also enjoy flexibility in my work schedule. I love to have the kind of work that will not force me to choose between motherhood and my dedication to the job. And for that reason, this is why I would have a very hard time working in corporate America. And so for tonight, for the rest of this episode, I'm just going to talk about some of the reasons why corporate jobs would never be a good fit for me, and why as a mom, I will always struggle with that kind of work. And working within the corporate world, one of the main reasons why I would have a hard time working in corporate America as a mom is because there isn't a real work-life balance in that particular line of work. You either have to spend a lot of time at work at the expense of your family, or you would attempt to spend more time with your children and extended family members and your spouse. But then your job would suffer. So to me it seems like a no-win situation. I would either have to be overly dedicated to the job, or and then it would be at the expense of my family, and I wouldn't see them as often, and I wouldn't be able to pour into their lives as I would want. Or I could focus heavily on time with my family and prioritize that. But it would be at the expense of missing out on different work opportunities or not being as dedicated as I should to the position for which I was hired. And so that, for me, that will always be a struggle if I were working in the corporate world. And for that reason, it just wouldn't work as far as me trying to be an intentional parent to my daughter and trying to meet the demands of employment within the corporate world, because if we think about the corporate world and just any type of corporate job, especially if you're working for a global organization, it has many demands on its employees. Many times you will have to work overtime. In some cases, you will have to work holidays or even weekends. And although you may get some good financial perks such as bonuses, raises, and health benefits and many other benefits that those who work part-time might not always get, that there's still a sacrifice that's involved when you work in corporate America as a mom. You are sacrificing the milestones that you would otherwise get a chance to see, such as your baby's first words, seeing her take her first steps, seeing your child explore new meals every day, and just being hands-on with your child. For me personally, I do not want to sacrifice that. I feel that I should not have to. I feel that I should not have to put the demands of a corporate job over my priorities and desires as a mom. And that is not something that I would want to do. I just don't agree with it. It does not match with my beliefs at all. And this is not to say that as a working mother that she can't make it work in a corporate world, even as a mom, because history is filled with trailblazing women who have made it and who have thrived, who have excelled above and beyond in the corporate world, and they still manage to be there for the children and to be intentional. So it is possible. So I don't want anyone to think that I'm saying that it's not possible, because it is, and we have seen example after example of that, and that is to be commended. It really is. However, I'm just saying, for me, just working in a corporate world, having that kind of employment, it does not match my beliefs personally as a mom. And I will have a hard time with it. So mainly what I'm talking about is why I'm discussing tonight is why it really wouldn't work for me. It's just not something that I will have a hard time with it, and I will struggle a lot. Every day would be a struggle. And that's a, that's a, that was my top reason, is the lack of real work-life balance. And that goes into, and now that takes me to why I choose to work from home as opposed to working a regular corporate job. What I love about working from home is the flexibility of the hours. I have been doing freelance writing for a little over 10 years now, 10 or more years. And with all the clients that I've worked with, there was always flexibility in my schedule. If I wanted to work later to the night while my daughter slept, I can do that. If I wanted to get up early in the morning while she was still sleeping to get some work done, I was able to do that. And even before I had my daughter, this is what I was able to do as a freelance writer. I had control over those hours. I wasn't a slave to the cubicle. I was able to work on different topics that I wanted to write on, and I wasn't limited to just certain topics. If there's certain topics that I didn't feel comfortable with, or if there's certain topics I definitely knew that I wouldn't be able to pull off too well for my clients, I could reject those topics and I could reject assignments. I had the freedom to do that, and even now I still do. And that is what I enjoy so much about working from home, and in my case, freelance writing. It's just great. And the different times when my daughter would take a nap, I used that time to write some articles. Not long after I had my daughter, I would look at blogs, read around for some advice. And a lot of times they would advise new mothers to sleep when a baby sleeps. Well, I knew that wouldn't work for me as a freelancer, because there was always some assignments that I can catch up on while she slept. So instead of sleeping while my daughter slept, I used that instead of a power nap. I turned it into my working power hour, if you will. That was my power hour to work on some articles, get blog posts done, see if I can work on videos, and do research on podcasts, or listen to different podcasts so I can learn from them. So that's the kind of things I did while my daughter slept, or even right now she's going to bed for the night, so I'm using this time for recording so I can work on a podcast. And that is one of the many benefits of working from home that I know that I wouldn't always be able to get in the corporate world. Now, I will say that more and more corporations are starting to offer work from home positions. So I see that as a step in a positive direction. I think that is wonderful, and it would be nice if every corporation did things like that. But I know that may not ever happen. There it may be just only a few corporations offering their employees a work from home type positions where they can have more flexibility, where they'll have more work-life balance, where they can be home with their families more, and there won't be that constant struggle between the demands of the job and their responsibilities as parents. And so it is nice to see that some corporations are stepping it up in this arena, and they're starting to offer their employees more work from home options, which to me is great. So I'm happy about that. So it's not all negative. I'm not completely bashing corporate jobs and corporate employers. No, not at all. I think it's great that some of them are starting to recognize that many working mothers want their flexibility in their careers, and they're doing what they can to offer this to them. So that is a step in the right direction. And let's talk about something else. And also, in addition to this, that's another reason why I don't think corporate jobs will work too well for me as a mom. And that is the cost of childcare. As many of us know, as many working moms understand, and this is also based on research, and I'll have a story to share here, is that a few weeks back, I was researching different daycares that I can put my daughter in, because I wanted to have her, I wanted to her to be around other kids, to get to know other children, maybe have some playmates, establish some friendships, so she can have some good social skills. And when I looked at the tuition prices of many of these preschools and different daycares, they added it, they were all the way up in the thousands, not just hundreds, but thousands of dollars. And even though I probably would have been able to afford that if I had been working in the corporate world, I really wouldn't be too comfortable with the idea of paying such high costs to have daycare raise my kid. I don't like the idea of that. I it's just it's yes, it's a convenience to have daycare while you work the while you work the, those very long hours. At the same time, I also feel that I'm missing out on important moments in my child's life. So those moments I don't get to see, but rather the daycare teachers get to see. And I believe that as a parent, I want to be there. I want to be hands-on with my children. I don't really believe in allocating that responsibility to daycare teachers or nanny, or it's just, it's not, I have a hard time with that. In addition to that, the daycare costs are really high, and I think about what I could, and I think of better ways I could use my income as opposed to just passing it along to daycare costs, which these days the cost of daycare is just about the cost of college tuition in one semester based on many reports, and that doesn't sit well with me, because I also believe in being a wise steward of my income, and so. So I figured I could save money by not working in the corporate world as well. And just recently I've decided to lean I decided to homeschool my daughter full time. And even now I'm getting an early start. I just started purchasing some inexpensive materials online so she can learn so my daughter can learn her colors and shapes and the alphabet, numbers, and a number of other different life skills, and so on. And I believe that I'm saving money by not having her in daycare. I'm saving quite a bit of money, and I feel that had I been working in the corporate world, I would have to keep spending an expensive amount of money on daycare due to the fact that the corporate world a lot of times demands that you work very long hours, and that means you're more likely your child would be in deep daycare a whole lot, which adds up to a lot of money being taken from your check that could have been used for other purposes such as vacations, emergency funds. Is it saving up for your child's college education or saving up for a long-term goal that your child might have? For example, if you feel that your child should start a business and you're hoping that they will start a business one day. You can get started early by saving towards that goal, having a savings account in your child's name. And I actually currently have that now. I have a savings account for my daughter. And then there's other things that I thought about that I can use the income for that'll be a lot better than expensive daycare. I mentioned vacations, emergency funds. I could use that to buy a home if I want to start a business to pass on to my daughter. I can use income for that. And so that's another reason why I just don't think corporate employment will work for me because of the daycare expenses. And basically, I wouldn't be able to keep a lot of that income because a lot of that income would really end up going towards daycare expenses. A good chunk of it would. And to me, it doesn't make any sense to do that. And finally, one of the reasons why corporate work would not be a good fit for me as a mom is because I think about the maternity leave policies that are currently in place. Currently, the Family Medical Leave Act only offers unpaid maternity leave. So basically, however many weeks that you are offered maternity leave by a company, it is all unpaid. It's not paid, But then, in addition to this, you would only get this maternity leave only after you had worked with the company for at least a year. So, for example, if I landed a new job within corporate America and they offered unpaid maternity leave, but if I had only been working there for 2 months and I haven't a baby, then I would not get the maternity leave at all because I had not worked there a year. At the time of pregnancy and giving birth. And that doesn't sit too well with me either. So that's just one more reason why I don't think it just wouldn't be feasible for me to be involved in corporate employment. And that is why I choose to work from home and to be home with my child full time and just be intentional about the time that I spend with her. That's what this whole episode is about. I'm just explaining the reasons why, as a mom, I would not ever feel right working within the corporate world. I don't believe it would be a good fit for me personally. As I stated at the top of this episode, this is not to say that it would be wrong for women from working for mothers to enter the corporate world, because they because it is possible for a working mother to succeed even in the tough world of corporate America. It is possible. It won't always be the easiest. It may not be an easy task to pull off, but it can happen. As I stated before, there have been so many countless women who have survived corporate America who are also mothers, and they succeeded at both. I'm just saying that for this particular episode, that's not something. It's just not right. It wouldn't be. I don't feel it would be a good fit for me. That's basically what I'm saying in this episode. And I welcome your feedback, questions, and comments. And until the next podcast, everyone, have a blessed night.